Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
St. Patrick is deemed a great man in the history of the church because he laid the foundation for the spread of the gospel through the whole of Ireland. This tremendous work that he did came about because he was captured by the Irish pirates and sold into slavery when he was 16. He toiled in the fields there for 6 years herding sheep, and after that escaped. So when he got back to England, he realized his passion for the Irish people, and after a time he went back as a missionary. So writing about this 50 years later in his confession, he writes about the whole matter to us. Patrick could see that his capture by Irish pirates was the first step in his life work of bringing salvation to the ends of the earth. In his missionary work there, he was in constant tension with the church hierarchy, and he had to defend himself for preaching it to the barbarians. Ireland was a violent place where brother fought against brother, or in any case, tribe fought against neighboring tribe, as a way of life. Patrick brought to the Irish a whole new way of living and of seeing the world and their fellow man. He came wielding no earthly power. Such institutional authority as he had would have meant nothing to the Irish. They paused long enough to listen, and they heard a gospel that made sense to them. They saw in Patrick's person, in his very presence among them, that forgiveness was possible, that hardship need not result in bitterness, and that the meek just might inherit the earth after all.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.